Say, Judy.
Yes, Don.
You know, Judy, what I've been thinking all evening, here you are, mistress of ceremonies on a big radio show, and yet it was only just a few years ago that you first arrived here in Hollywood.
Yes, Don, Hollywood's been very, very good to me.
Well, I guess you've got just about everything that a girl could want.
Well, I have been lucky, Don, but I still haven't got the one thing I've always dreamed about.
What do you mean?
Don't you remember? I'll tell you if you'll listen. Dear Mr. Gable, I am writing this to you, and I hope that you will read it so you'll know. My heart beats like a hammer, and I stutter and I stammer every time I see you at the picture show. I guess I'm just another fan of yours, and I thought I'd write and tell you so. You made me love you. I didn't want to do it. I didn't want to do it. You made me love you. And all the time you knew it. I guess you always knew it. You made me happy sometimes. You made me glad. But there were times, sir, you made me feel so sad. You made me sigh, 'cause I didn't want to tell you. I didn't want to tell you. You're grand, that's true, yes I do, deed I do, you know I do. I can't tell you what I'm feeling. The very mention of your name sends my heart reeling. You know you made me love you. You see what I mean, Don? I've wished for him.
There, Judy. Your wish will come true.
You really think so?
Well, certainly. Why, who knows? Maybe the door will open this very minute and Clark Gable will walk in.
Oh, if he only would. Don, you don't suppose? Come in!
Quiet, Bob! Hope!